I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden visits New Orleans on Monday in the wake of a deadly New Year's Day terrorist attack. The FBI is investigating and says the assailant was inspired by Islamic State. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
42-year-old U.S. Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar rammed his truck into crowds of people early New Year's Day in New Orleans. A black Islamic State banner was recovered from the truck, prompting the FBI to investigate this as an act of terror. U.S. President Joe Biden says federal agencies are investigating all possible links.
Federal law enforcement and the intelligence community are actively investigating any foreign or domestic contacts and connection that could possibly be relevant to the attack. We're going to continue to relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organizations where they are, and they'll find no safe harbor here.
14 people died in the attack and dozens were injured. Jabbar suffered a fatal gunshot wound after opening fire on police. The FBI says Jabbar stashed improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, in drink coolers, one of which they say he placed at a busy intersection. Later on New Year's Day and more than 2,000 kilometers away in Nevada, U.S. Army Green Beret Matthew Livelsberger drove a rented Tesla Cybertruck to the Trump International Las Vegas Hotel. The Clark County coroner confirmed the highly decorated Livelsberger, whom officials say suffered from PTSD, died from a self-inflicted gunshot before the truck exploded. Officials say no one else was seriously hurt. Law enforcement says there are so far no links between the attacks. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will urge allies to boost his country's air defenses at a meeting this week in Germany. Both Moscow and Kyiv said Ukrainian forces pressed new attacks over the weekend in Russia's Kursk region. Zelensky said on Sunday dozens of countries will participate in Thursday's meeting at Ramstein Air Base. The U.S. Defense Secretary will attend. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is preparing to take office with a vow to end the nearly three-year-old war. Israel's paramilitary border police said Sunday they killed a member of the Palestinian Security Services, calling him a wanted militant, as Israeli forces carried out an operation overnight in the West Bank. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tearful Palestinians laid to rest six people killed in Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip the day before, including a teenager. Israel warned that a ceasefire in Lebanon could break down if Hezbollah militants do not withdraw from the border and Lebanese troops fail to police the buffer zone. And in Beirut, protesters marked 100 days since Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's killing. I'm Julie Walker.
The chief of security for South Korea's embattled president, Yoon Suk-yeol, said on Sunday he will not cooperate with efforts to arrest the impeached leader. Reuters correspondent Diane To has more.
Thousands braved the rain and snow to rally in South Korea's capital, Seoul, on Sunday. Some demanded Yoon's arrest following his botched attempt at imposing martial law in Asia's fourth-largest economy last month, while other protesters opposed it. In remarks that could push the political crisis towards another high-stakes confrontation, the presidential security chief said on Sunday he could not cooperate with efforts to arrest the impeached leader. Park Chung-jun cited the legal debate surrounding the warrant, saying that Yoon is still president, even though parliament had voted to impeach him. It's up to the Constitutional Court to make a final decision on whether to remove or reinstate him. Park's comments came after a Seoul court rejected a complaint from Yoon's lawyers that the arrest warrant was illegal and invalid, the Yonhap News Agency reported. His lawyers have said the anti-graft force leading his criminal probe has no authority under South Korean law to investigate any case involving insurrection accusations.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.